This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Covered in Pet Hair. If you've just joined us on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram, I'm still struggling to go live on Instagram. Oh, wait, I didn't struggle. I'm actually live on Instagram. Welcome. Welcome. Yay, that worked so much better this time. It's only been three tries. And the third time was the charm. And I'm so excited about that. There's nothing more nerve-wracking than going live and like just failing.
It builds character.
Oh, it does. It does. I can do anything if I can go live. Well, everybody, welcome to Covered in Pet Hair, a boozy show for pet lovers on Pet Life Radio and YouTube. I am your host, Isabel Alvarez-Arada, and today I have the pleasure of having a drink and a chat with two wonderful people who are going to help me celebrate Valentine's Day. And they're founders, they're entrepreneurs, they're pet lovers, rescue advocates, booze snobs of all the booze types. They are coffee lovers and tea drinkers. They are world travelers, cat parents to five kitties. The kitties' names are Pookins, LB, Linus, Franklin, and George. And they are dog parents to Freddie and Abby. They are lovers of Bollywood, which Abby was named for a famous Bollywood star. And they are Christy Chand of Specs Eyewear and Sid Chand of Booze for Paws. Welcome, guys. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having us. It's great to be with you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to see you again. I always like to do something special for Valentine's Day. Last year, I had Nathan the Cat Lady and Trap King Davis, Sterling. And I made them blush because they were both single at the time. I cannot report on the status of their relationships at this time. I do not know. But they were single at the time. And I made them play cat-related pickup lines with me. And some of them got a little racy. And I remember, I'm pretty sure I used one of Christie's for the show. Yes. So Christy was one of the ones that gave me inspiration for those racy hiccup lines. But so this worked. You guys are a married couple, so we're going to keep it a little more tame. The year before last, I interviewed my husband, and we basically just talked about how hard it is to be a parent to all of these critters, whether they're human, feline, canine. And before we get to know you guys, I want to introduce our drinking game, because this is a boozy show for pet lovers. So anybody at home participating in our drinking game today, anytime you hear, you guys, cover your eyes, because you can't know, because I don't want you to say it on purpose. Anytime you hear this word that's right here in your screen.
The secret word is love.
You're going to take a drink of whatever you're enjoying. You guys can uncover your eyes now. But you are going to take a drink of whatever you're enjoying, whether it's alcoholic, non-alcoholic, play along. But please, if it is an alcoholic beverage, please be over 21 in the U.S. to partake. Never drink and drive and always drink responsibly. So because one of you owns a brand of booze, I'm going to assume that you are all joining me with Booze for Paws today.
Well, I mean, we would absolutely love to be joining you with Booze for Paws today. There's a mystery cup. So I am just going to let you and your audience decide what's in this mystery cup. It could be vodka. It could be gin. It could be a Vesper martini. It could be bourbon. I mean, we like to keep it mysterious. So that's this is the mystery container with the mystery beverage.
Last time you joined me, you gave me a whole lesson on whiskey, and you were having your whiskey neat or whiskey with water, I think it was.
I think there's a couple of drops of water in it. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm not keeping it mysterious. I'm having a drink I created, which is a guava berry hibiscus margarita. I'm calling it a guava berry love punch, and it is delicious. So cheers, guys. Thank you for being on the show.
Cheers. Thank you for having us. That looks delightful.
Yeah, beautiful. It is. It's delightful. It is delightful. And as are you two, and I want to start the show with a game like I always do. And I'll have a mimosa, says original Trap King. Thank you. I just Cheers. It does sound good. It is good. And I was just shouting out to you, Sterling, about how you were a good sport last year, joining me for Valentine's Day and all those very racy pickup lines. So I want to start the show with a game that's kind of inspired by the newlywed game. So you guys are married, and I'm going to dig into the whole history here in a minute.
Let's do this.
But I want to play Curious Kitty. This is my Curious Kitty. This is where I keep the questions, but I chose them today. I usually just pull them out, but I picked them because I feel like these are going to be better for a couple. You're going to answer for the other person. So, and I promise they won't be racy this time. But they're just kind of so we can gauge how well you know each other. And how long have you known each other?
We've known each other for almost 13 years, 12 and a half. And we've been married for just over 10. We celebrated our 10th anniversary in December of last year.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are about the same as me and my husband. What year did you meet? 2013?
2012. We started
dating. Okay, so we met in 2013. Yep.
Nice.
About the same. And our 10-year anniversary is this July.
Done.
Yay. Yeah. All right. Let's see. I'm going to start with Christy, and you're going to answer for Sid. Does Sid prefer sunny or rainy days? Sunny, she right?
100%.
Okay. Sid, what is Christy's favorite spice to cook with?
Salt.
Yeah? All right. That's a good one, because I wouldn't have said salt. Are you, with you over salt things? Is that what, is this like an inside joke that you're always like making everybody like swell up after dinner?
Well, I hope we don't oversell. I always tell them whenever I make, like, if you don't like anything about it, you have to tell me. Otherwise, the next time I make it, I'm going to make it the same way. And you're going to have to, like, eat it because you said that you liked it and you didn't
correct
anything wrong. So honesty is helpful in our house. And no, I put so much salt on our food, though. And
it's delightful every time. So in fact,
yeah, no, I'm a salt lover. Oh, mercy. It's short on salt. It's short on taste. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Salt and butter.
Yeah. Oh, butter. Mm. And bread too, right? Like, let's just talk about it all.
Might as well.
All right. The next one, Sid, of these three, which would be Christy's choice? Cookies, cake, or candy?
Cake.
Cake. See, I'm a candy person.
Okay.
All right. Christy, for Sid, would he choose lemons, limes, or oranges?
Well, so he gets limes and lemons confused.
I do, and there's a story behind why, but I'll let her continue.
And technically, I could say lime or lemon. I think I could be right.
1%.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Okay, what's the story behind the lemons and the limes confused? They're different colors.
Yes, they're very different colors. And the thing is, though, growing up in India, for me, like the word for if you have any other Indian folks that are listening, they'd be like, he's totally wrong. But growing up, like the word was nimbu. I didn't know if it was lemon or lime. And so when I got here, it was just kind of like it was a nimbu. And so we just used the term. And it's so, yeah, to this day, I'm still like, yeah, lemon, lime, whatever. I mean, it's the great taste of limon for all I know. So
Lyman. So it happens in Spanish too. Like certain Spanish speakers will say limones for both. Mm. And I was raised with limas for the green and limones for the yellow. Then some people say limones verdes. And I'm like, that is not a thing. A green lemon is a lime. Like, okay. So I totally understand. Speaking of limes and lemons in Spanish, who's next? Who was I going to ask next? Oh, yeah, Sid. What would Christy order at a Mexican restaurant?
The default would be, tacos al pastor.
Oh, yum. Yes. Order two. I'm having another one. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Plateful.
All right. This one's interesting. Christy, what is Sid's favorite Thanksgiving dish?
What is Sid's favorite Thanksgiving dish?
The pizza. You always just ate pizza before meat, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's spot on. Because we didn't really have, like, growing up, we would get together at, like, my grandparents' place. And so sometimes we would do the traditional stuff, but we were also just, like, very happy with round table pizza. No endorsement of a round table if you're listening. I'm open to it. But yeah, so we're big fans of pizza.
Okay. I've never heard of Roundtable Pizza. What's it like? Is it good?
It's the last honest pizza, if you believe the marketing. I didn't know if it was everywhere or just a California thing, but
I've never heard of it.
Very delightful.
I know Washington has it too. They have the belt patron. They somehow like curl up and then they hold the little grease inside and then the top is the perfect crunchiness. Like,
it's legit.
Yeah.
Christy, you've been hanging out with pets too long. Like, not gonna lie. That sounded like exactly like my dogs would describe like a snossage. They'd be like, and it's perfect and it's like really greasy and it just like smells so stinky and it's just so good when it hits the lips, all that good stuff. Okay. That is so funny. Okay. Sid, how much water does Christy drink every day?
Gallons. She has this, what was it, 40 ounce?
I think 45.
The 45 ounce Yeti with a straw, and that she goes through probably 3 or 4 of those at least during the day.
Yeah.
That is so good. I wish I had that problem. I don't drink enough. I mean, unless it's in a cocktail glass and it's got tequila in it, it's hard for me to drink it.
It's all about the straw. The straw just helps it. Just
go. I agree. The straw is key. The straw is key, I think. And it's so bad because the paper straws are awful. And then I hate washing straws. So like the reusable straws are just like such a bane of my existence. So it's hard. But yes, the straws make all the difference. Okay. Last one for Christy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Yes. I just got the water. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So if Sid could time travel, where would he go?
Goodness. That's a hard one.
It is a tough one. I haven't even necessarily thought about where I would time travel to.
Okay, and then while she's thinking, maybe Sid, you tell us, where do you think Christy would go?
Again, also a good question. I would have to say it would have to involve somewhere by an ocean, gray and rainy, potentially misty, where she gets to wear performance outerwear. So either like up to Seattle, somewhere cold, rainy.
But like time travel. So like in the 80s?
Way back where some in Seattle.
In the 80s with a members only jacket or when?
Yeah, I would say back in the 80s, maybe buy some real estate.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yes, let's all do that.
I feel like for you, you would go, all I keep seeing is like someplace, I don't know if there's a specific time, but like sometime, like maybe when golf was being invented. To like be there when golf is being invented.
That's actually kind of what I was thinking about too. Like, yeah.
Really? You thought I was an avid golfer?
I love the game. I just haven't been able to really play in a while, but I absolutely love it. Like, yeah, it's if I could choose to do anything with my day besides be with Christy and the kids and get paid for it, it would be being out on the golf course. So yeah. I'm a huge fan. So that's
awesome. My husband loves it too. And I'm sure you have a lot of beautiful places to play in California.
We're pretty spoiled out here. Yeah, there's some really nice ones. And I've been pretty lucky to play a few. But the bucket list is long. So Scotland is somewhere in the little golf and whiskey trip to Scotland at some point. So
yes. Okay. That sounds amazing. I'll play golf for that. I was at Pebble Beach once ages ago, but only for the spa. So couldn't speak to the course, but the spa was top notch.
Nice.
We've been there several times with French fries and champagne on the belt, overlooking the 18th. It's the best place to be. I have the spa problem.
That sounds amazing. No, I was there by myself, so I was in a spa, and I feel like that sounds like really good, and then add the spa to it. Okay, so you were both on my show separately in the past couple years, and so but a lot of people may not know who you are and why you're so special to me and why I think so highly of you. So you both have companies where you sell products, but those products are, first of all, amazing. And second of all, they support animal welfare. So, Christy, why don't you start us off and tell us about Specs Eyewear, what it is, and how you help animals with it.
Sure. So in 2022, I started an online-only eyewear company called Specs Eyewear, Inc. We sell prescription and non-prescription glasses and sunglasses, and we donate 100% of profits, but more so 10% of your purchase price to an animal organization. So we have, I think, 18 or 19 different partners that we donate to. So when you check out, you just have to pick which organization, or if you say no preference, we pick for you. And it's a great way to use, I think that we're going to say the same thing here, to like have a product that a lot of people use on a daily basis. And to, if it's something that people are going to buy anyway, why not buy from a company that does something really good for those pet lovers that are, or animal lovers that are out there.
Amazing. I love that. And so your company, your product, Sid, is very similar in that you donate 100% of profits.
We do.
To animal welfare, but tell us about what you sell.
So if you hear anything in the background, by the way, that's Freddie. He's here in his little wagon. He wants some attention as well, so you might hear him barking.
Well, pet cameos are always welcome here.
Fair enough. We will see if he's camera ready. So so Four Paws is the name of the spirits, and Boost for Paws is the company. And the idea is essentially like the same thing. So people are going to drink. We don't necessarily encourage anyone to drink, obviously, that isn't already. But if you are of legal drinking age and you wish to do a good thing while you enjoy a tasty beverage, we have five different spirits. We've got bourbon, single malt American whiskey, rye whiskey, vodka, and gin. And same thing, 100% of our profits go to nonprofit animal rescue. So the hope is that people are going to do something anyway, and why not be able to capture some of the resources that come from that and give them to smaller nonprofits that don't get the national attention, that really are kind of on the front lines doing the work every day. So that's the hope anyway.
Absolutely. I love both the concept. I love the products. I will say that Christy has come up with some amazing names for her frames, which I think adds a whole layer. You know when you're there that this is a cat lover who knows cats when you read those. That was not like some like disconnected marketing team coming up with those. That you can tell by the names that she knows her cats. And one of the other things I love is that you guys kind of inspired each other to pursue these things. So which came first? Boost for Paws or Specs Eyewear?
Boost for Paws actually started first. And the idea kind of happened way back, I think it was 2016 is when we kind of started to germinate the idea. And then it was just a process from there of kind of trying to get everything off the ground and get going. So the launch was semi-simultaneous. Specs actually launched products first in early 2022. And then we came on board, or we launched like at the end of 2022. So the company started first, but the products came second. But we both launched through the same year. Yeah.
I love it so much. Okay. And then let's talk about you guys. How did you meet? But I have to check if the story's right. Like when I interviewed my husband and he told me how he proposed, I was like, that's not what happens. My gosh.
No, I think we're pretty spot on the actual meeting and the whatever, but the thought process behind what followed, that might be a little different from both of us. It sounds fancier, or like more, again, like saucy than it probably really is. So there's that. But anyway.
Let's see. I had just moved from Seattle down to San Luis Obispo and been there for just a couple of months. And I didn't know very many people. It was a Friday night. And I'm a big Washington Huskies football fan. So I wanted to go watch. They were playing Cal that night. And I figured that because it's a California team, maybe they would put it on the TV in the bar because sometimes they won't, blah, blah. So I went to this one specific place, sat down at the bar, asked for the game to be put on. And when I watch football, I watch football. I don't want people talking to me. I want to be able to watch the game, enjoy my beverage, have some food, and watch my game. Because I didn't have cable at the time. Like, I'm there to watch my game. And he came and sat down next to me. And thankfully, he realized that. Unlike this guy next to me who wanted to chat my ear off and was driving me crazy. So he was very sweet and very respectful and only talked during commercials. And he was so pretty. He had a white shirt on and a tie, and he rolled his sleeves all up and he ate chicken with a knife and a fork, and his skin was glowing and perfect. And I was like, this guy's probably gay, or like, if he's not gay, there's no way he wants to date this. I probably look just like this t-shirt. Like, I think I was still sweaty from teaching. Like, I was like, he's going to date some beautiful business executive that wears a pencil skirt, and like, we can just chat. And so I had no guard up whatsoever and was able to just chat, which was nice. And he was very friendly.
And then we got married.
We just chatted for a while. And then we wanted to take over.
Sure. I mean, that's all spot on. I was actually I lived in Fresno at the time, and I was on my way back from Santa Barbara. I'd been working there for the day, and very randomly, it was like 7 o'clock on a Friday night.
I had one location on the Central Coast that actually was carrying a different vodka I had at the time. This is back in 2012. And I was literally at the exit on the freeway. I had another 3-hour drive to come home. And I was like, I'm hungry. I should eat. And I pulled off, went into this restaurant that had my vodka. It was the only reason I knew of it, and walked in there. Only spot open was next to her at the bar. So I sat down and we started talking. She was watching football. And I knew to shut my face when the football game was on, because I would want someone to not be talking while I'm trying to watch a game. So I was like, that's cool. Do our thing. And I didn't get a hamburger and fries, which is what I wanted to, because I was like, no, I don't want to make a mess. I'm going to spill something on my white shirt. She's going to think I'm a clown. And so I got the chicken. And that's why I was like trying to be very proper with my chicken, so I wouldn't act blood on myself. Almost put my napkin in my shirt, but I was like, no, that might be a little too much. So I didn't do that part of it. But yeah, so we were just friends for a while. We chatted here and there, and then summer of 2013, we really started talking more and more and hung out on just a football, like, hey, let's watch. Our teams were playing each other, and so we're like, hey, let's just hang out. And that turned into our first date, and that turned into the rest of our lives.
Aww, this is the most romantic thing I've ever heard about football. I would have been the person talking through the whole game, because I have zero interest in football. I don't care, don't understand. My husband's having like the best week of his life, because the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. He's all excited, and like I have to like feign excitement too, like, go Eagles, go Burks, like, who cares? So I would, you both of you would have been like not hurt. So I love it so much. And then now you all share your life with 5 cats and 2 dogs. And what fascinates me about a home with that many pets, and 7 pets for those who are not good at math.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of pets and 2 different species. And for those that aren't really familiar with cats, sometimes introducing cats to each other is even harder than dogs and cats. Even though people say like fighting like cats and dogs, it's actually cats and cats sometimes.
All the way.
So how's that experience been? And did you always know when you were dating that like you were going to be like these crazy pet people?
We had absolutely no idea that we were going to be these crazy pet people. Pukins actually had adopted us. So we had just gotten married. And a few months later, we were living in this condo a couple levels. And Pukins was, there was this, we lived in a 3-story condo. And right next to us was this house with this overgrown yard in the back. And there's a bunch of cats that were out there. And Christy would go out in the morning on her patio, second floor that overlooked the little area, with her coffee, and she'd talk to the cats. Well, one of them took that as an invitation to come over and say hello. And she did. And so we let her go a couple of nights. We're like, she's not ours. She's going to whatever. But then the third night, we're like, if she comes back, she's staying. And so she came back and she stayed. And we tried to call the phone number on her tag. There was no, the number was disconnected. The microchip didn't work, any of that stuff. And we're like, oh, sorry, you're ours. And then she opened the floodgates to everybody else.
There's always one. There's always one that's fully responsible for the craziness that ensues. So it was Pukins. And how about the dogs? Like, were you both only cat people? Did you grow up with pets?
I had dogs growing up. We had just one family dog at a time. We had a Sheltie when I was like 5. And then we got a Jack Russell Terrier when I was a junior in high school after Susie had passed. So, and then I didn't get to be with, her name's Roxy. I didn't get to be with her for very long because then I moved out, went to college, blah, blah, blah. But so just the 2 dogs growing up. And then I always had like frogs, lizards, I had a couple guinea pigs. We had some like hamsters. So we had lots of like little fish. I always had some other little tiny creature. I really liked the lizards and the frogs though. And then I had a cat for a little bit after, but then it went with an ex. So I didn't get to be back that very long. And then I was childless for a while. And how Freddie came along was we were both volunteering at the local shelter during COVID. We were going in and walking dogs. And we had 4 cats at that point. And I had really been kind of just talking strongly about dogs and maybe getting one at some point in our lives. And then being around so many dogs that needed homes, it was like, oh, this is really hard. And then one day, this little tiny puppy that he was only 9 pounds was brought in by somebody that had found him in a field. And I saw him and I immediately fell in love. And thankfully, the shelter worker that was on duty that day, he kind of figured that out too. So we were looking at him and he was like, well, Christy, could you just hold him real quick while I clean his kettle? I was like, yes. So you picked up the tiny little puppy and then used all of its arms. with Sid. Like, we should talk.
Very much.
And then he had to do a 5-day stray hold, which was horrific every single day. I mean, like, if his family came back for him, great. That's great. But he was found in a field, so I doubted it. Family wasn't found. We got to adopt him. So that's how Freddie came in. I'll let you talk about Ubby.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ubby, he's our oops puppy in a year and a half now. So Christy was actually out running errands and going grocery shopping. And one of the places where she went, there was this dog like running around the sidewalk and clearly not belonging to anyone. And she was like, this dog is going to get hit. So got him, coaxed him over, took him to a vet hospital around the corner, microchip, but nothing registered to it. Same thing, registered him at the Humane Society, all that stuff. Nobody stepped up and we're like, okay, I guess we have another dog now. So it's kind of random though, because he's been Freddie's protector and like Freddie's bodyguard, and he's fiercely protective of both Christy and Freddie. So it's amazing. Like, and Freddie has his stroller that he goes for walks in, and since day one, Ubby has just kind of fallen in right next to the stroller. It's pretty incredible.
Is Freddie older?
He's only up 4. He developed a neurological condition at about a year and a half, like neuromuscular. It's called mitochondrial myopathy. So essentially his cells just don't make enough energy. And so he can't get around by himself. He's a little wiggly sometimes with us when he wants attention. So we pick him up. Well, mainly Christy's been his 100% primary caregiver. Took him outside. And he's, his little diapers off. So Freddie, sorry, long answer to your question is, he's still pretty young, but he looks like he's older just because of his condition and because he can't get around. So it's when we're out on walks, they're like, oh, how old is he? And it's like, he's not that old, but.
So cute. I don't even think I knew you had him. Oh, you're so precious. He's, oh my gosh. And so how does he get along with the cats? How does everybody get along?
He actually gets along fairly well with the cats. He will bark at anyone coming out of the litter box for whatever reason. That's his thing of like, he just has to bark at them. But mostly he gets along with them. Ubby, not so much. Freddie does not want Ubby close to him. He's come a long way, don't get me wrong. From the beginning, like, they couldn't even be in the same room, but now they can be on the same couch far enough apart. But like, Ubby loves him and wants to be like in his dish the whole time. And Freddy's like just like a snapping turtle, jaws trying to eat Ubby's face. But
Ubby, you're coming on too strong.
Yes.
He's, yeah.
Ubby Le Pew.
Ubby Le Pew is what we call him because he's full on like Pepe Le Pew.
Oh my gosh. If there's anybody too young watching this, they're going to be like, who's Pepe Le Pew? The most obnoxious quarter ever. But yes, Pepe Le Pew. But he came on strong. Definitely came strong. Cats all get along? Have you had to do any kind of like training to like introduce them and things like that? Or do you guys have like, since you've done this so many times, you're just pretty good at it?
No. With Pookins, we thought that she wanted a friend. So that's when we introduced LB to her.
She didn't want a friend.
No, she didn't want
a friend. No, they usually don't. I'm not a cat behavior expert, but every time I've spoken to one or heard one speak at like a conference, usually they're pretty happy alone unless they're like part of a bonded pair, and then of course you can't separate them and they want to be with that other being. But yeah, they're usually pretty good.
We learned that the hard way. So poor Elby was stuck in a room for a long time trying to do like the scent swapping and the feeding each other on either side of the door. And we had been told like, definitely get a male because Poopins is female. And then somebody else said like, it's not about sex, it's about temperament. So then we were like, yeah, this one's really, really sweet. So I'm sure they're going to love each other. They didn't. They still don't really like each other at all. The third one, Linus, he's just like a sweet angel of a boy. He can get growly and but more it's sometimes playful, but sometimes not. But he just wanted to play with the girls so badly. They didn't really want to play with him. And we learned that his brother was actually still up for adoption, which we didn't know about because he had been separated out from his litter because he had broken his hip and had to go in for emergency surgery. So he was staying with the medical room. So we didn't know anybody was still left. So once we found out that his brother was still available, we were like, well, I guess we have 4 cats now. So they took like a day and they were like, wait a minute, I know you. And then inseparable. So that was a really easy introduction.
That was awesome.
And then George, like our last one, We got him when he was a tiny baby. So he stayed in a little apartment. We called it like a little roundabout, you know, that had his litter box bed. So we had it right in the middle of our living room. So everybody got to come over and get good sniffs with him and get to know him. And I think he was actually the missing link. He's kind of brought everybody together. He's the one that can go around. Everybody tolerates him, if not has a great time with him. Like he's awesome. They all have their moments. Like I see Elby's giving Pookins the evil eye right now. Have or more later. I don't know, but.
Oh, we actually with Kara of Raw Pod Adventures, we heard like during my Halloween episode, like, so it wouldn't be the first time if there was a little encounter or confrontation. It's just par for the course here. So yeah, I know golf terms. I do.
Yeah, maybe he's like,
it is so nice to hear that like George kind of brought everybody together. Like that tends to happen sometimes where it's like, it's kind of like children where it like the child or like an unexpected child might like complete the family. It seems to happen sometimes with pets too, where they kind of bring in some balance. And when my husband and I got married, we each had two pets and we brought them together and there was one that everybody kind of respected everybody. And he was the tiniest one. He was Radar. He was like 12 pounds and everybody else was big and everybody just listened to Radar. And we spoke to an animal communicator who said, Radar sets the tone for the home. And I was like, but I thought that would be me or my husband. He's like, no, Radar does that. I'm like, okay. So yeah, that's so cool. I love that so much. So tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Are you all big on giving Valentine's Day gifts to pets?
I don't know that we've ever given them anything.
I feel like seven's a lot. That's like a lot of Valentine's for pets.
It is. And then we don't want anyone to feel left out. So it's like, mm-hmm. We'll try to sprinkle some treats in during the day for everybody. But yeah, mostly we're just, yeah. I don't know if you can see Pookins behind us.
Is that Pookins?
No. Yeah.
She's rushing.
Pookins poop. Is like, I'll take a gift. I mean, I have no problem.
He's just looking for a new family that will give her a gift.
I'm so sorry. I just let your pets know that that's like a thing and they weren't aware of it before. And now they're like, wait a minute. Like, how many Valentine's days do they owe me for?
I mean, we try to. But we try to do it more because we're also like between being able to go places. If like I'm out working, I have a little more flexibility. And then Christy's, you know, taking care of all these monkeys. And like I said, she's Freddie's full-time caregiver. So
yeah,
it's harder to be able to go out and just kind of pick things up. So we try to do stuff just kind of honestly during the year, we try and just do like little things as much as we possibly can. So specifically, I'd say we probably did before we had kids more than we do now. So yeah.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Yeah. I always tell my husband, whatever I want, I already bought for myself. So just don't, please don't. Cause I've already blown the budget. So like, if you add something to that, like just, it's not good. So we have like a rule against gifts at my house, which I think works well because it takes the pressure off the other person. And I, you know, love languages. Gifts are neither one of ours. So it works well for us. Like, you know, I just have to tell my husband how nice he looks in those jeans and like his whole day is made. Like, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. Okay. So how about eating out on Valentine's Day? What are your thoughts on doing something that ludicrous?
I mean, you have to plan it way in advance to get a reservation, first of all. So you got to do that.
I also don't like that a lot of restaurants now are doing that, like, how do you say it? Like prefix. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I get that makes sense for them, but like the whole reason for going to a restaurant is because like, I want to have a choice of not too many things. That's overwhelming, but like more than like one thing, you know? So I don't love that idea too. And I know that they're charging like a bazillion dollars more. So lately we're not doing it this year. I was going to, but we've had, Elby's been a little bit sick. So we've had some high vet bills recently. So I was going to do like good meal tomorrow night. And I'm like, we're not doing that. But that's usually what I would do is go get some good, nicer, a step up in what we would normally eat or something and make something really nice for dinner. But yeah, tomorrow I think we're just going to have like, maybe I'll make pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Something more simple. I love that. How about cut flowers? How do you feel about those?
I mean, I'm a huge fan of getting flowers.
You like to receive flowers.
I'm good with not. And honestly, like with as many cats as we have floating around, our biggest concern is them getting into something, and ain't nobody got time for that. So
I'm not a big
yeah, you're not into them?
I think they're beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I love flowers, but like getting them as a gift, which I will always appreciate if someone does, obviously, but it's not my favorite gift to get because then they die and then I have to dip those.
And then the water smells.
Yes. Disgusting. And then you have to clean the vase, which usually gets like icky inside.
You are my people. You are my people. I remember my mom, I was like 17 or 18. I had a boyfriend and I remember like bitching about having to wash the vase and my mom being like, you are so spoiled, like your little boyfriend went and bought you roses and here you are like complaining. And to this day they know, and my husband knows, that just cut flowers are just not for me. Get me a plant, a snake plant preferably, because I can't kill those somehow. I just have a bunch of them, I've never been able to hurt them, so something like that to me would be a lot more I don't know. Red roses versus like other colors, which ones are prettier? Are you a red rose person?
I don't think I've ever seen a rose that I didn't like. I think roses are
okay.
Funny.
Like, so for those that aren't familiar, Christy was a ballerina. So I always imagined that you would say like, no, I like a tea rose or something like
that. I was always the one that would like sneak out the back door. Like all of my friends would go get their all the praise and everything. And I was like, my job is done. I have to go home now. Like,
so you were not a prima donna. You were not,
I was not the one that wanted to go get all of the love from people. No. Now I'll be the one to bring flowers. Like, don't do that thing. That's, I don't like any.
Yeah. At the end of the show. Okay.
Yeah. You know.
All right. So last question I have about Valentine's Day. Silly holiday or like, do you see the value in it?
Well, okay. I see the conceptual value in it if someone can take what that day is about and, again, kind of just spread it out over the year, as opposed to, like, if someone's kind of using that day as the catch-up of all the affection, and maybe not so much. But I think, conceptually, I dig it. And if people can actually focus on, like, hey, it's not about what you get or what you give someone as far as gifts. It's about the intent and it's about the thoughtfulness behind it, then I'm all for it.
Yeah. Same. Yeah, Christy.
Yeah. I think that there's so much buildup to it. I think that so many people get like have these big expectations. And then if their poor partner doesn't do exactly what they sublimely hope that they will do or whatever, you know, or like dropping the hints or like, you know, proposals gone wrong. And like, there's just so much pressure. I just feel bad for everybody that has like horrific Valentine's Day stories that because of all that pressure. Like,
yes. Do either one of you have like an embarrassing Valentine's Day story?
No, thankfully. I feel like that would pop right into my head if I did. And then, thankfully, I don't.
So my husband proposed on Valentine's Day weekend.
Oh.
And it was in 2007. No, that's when we got married. So it's like 2014, something like that. And we went away. It was like Valentine's Day was a Friday. We wake up and we're going to go to a winery in Virginia for the weekend for Valentine's Day. And he gives me a gift and it's obviously jewelry. And we had been speaking about getting engaged. And so he gives me this gift and it's a bracelet. And I'm like, well, great. Right? Like, nice piece of jewelry, but not exactly what I had in mind, buddy. And then we check into the bed and breakfast, beautiful place, name escapes me completely. And then he gives me another gift in the evening, again, like a necklace. So like I could tell by the packaging that it was not what I had in mind. And then the next morning, he really tricked me and he gives me a tiny little box and it was earrings. Finally, on February 15th, I remember seeing him standing at attention at the bed and breakfast, doing who knows what. And I was like, oh, okay, I think this is it. Because he was so nervous. He was so stiff. He was all like awkward. He's like fumbling the box. And I'm like, I finally got the piece of jewelry I was hoping for. That was, 11 years ago this weekend. And yeah, I finally got the right piece of jewelry. And he thinks, you know, which I thought was really good. But like, honestly, if that hadn't finished the way that it did, I would have been like, womp, womp. Here I was thinking this was it. like, this is the engagement weekend. And if it wasn't, then yeah, it would have been a little disappointing. And I feel like that happens to a lot of people, or like the people who are hoping for like a designer bag. And like, just because it's Valentine's Day, the partner has to like figure out how to pay for it. And I'm like, well, that's not very fair, right? So like, someone's going to either be broke or disappointed. Like, those are two very bad places to be. So I agree with you. We don't do Valentine's Day at all. My kids have to do Valentine's Day at school, which means that I need to, once we wrap up here, go address like 40 Valentine's Day with to my friend from Noah and from Mila, because my kids are young enough that my friend will be a mess if they write it. So I have to write it for them. I might make them write their name, but I don't know if I have the patience for them to do 20 each. So it might just be for them. So as a parent, Valentine's Day is also a little tedious.
Sure.
I do love Galentine's Days. Do you guys like the concept of like girls getting together, or like, I don't know, Guy-entine's Day? Is that a thing where you like go have like a beer with your friend?
Yeah, it should absolutely be a thing. Guy-entine's Day and like golfing and drinking whiskey and drinking beer. Like, yes, absolutely. That should be a thing. And I have no problem with Galentine's Day as well.
Yeah.
Celebrations are great. Yeah.
Yeah. Celebrating the love that you have with friends and family and pets is so much better than like forcing some kind of romantic moment with your partner.
Right. Yeah.
Because again, it goes back to like, there's so much expectation and hype that's built up around it, that if one or the other or both partners can't deliver what the expectation is, it's like, that's just a huge disappointment. And yeah, some unrealistic expectations happen and it's not necessary.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to finish this up with just a question for each of you. What is the most thoughtful thing the other has done for you, whether it's for Valentine's Day or just for no reason at all?
I can kick us off. I genuinely have a hard time picking one thing, because there's been a great many things that Christy does that I think are pretty incredible and thoughtful. Like, if I'm traveling for work, I'll open my wallet, and then there'll be a little note in it that says, we love you, and it's got everyone's name. There'll be in my luggage or a card in my luggage. Year before, I was traveling on our anniversary, and she had the hotel. She'd set up at the hotel to bring me in bacon, because we love bacon. So the hotel folks had a little card that said happy anniversary, and they'd all signed it. And then I got this plate of bacon while I'm in this meeting, which was fantastic. And everyone was pretty jealous that I had bacon. So it's just little things.
That is hilarious. I love that. That's so thoughtful.
So, yeah. So kind of hard for me to pick. She's pretty thoughtful, just period.
No pressure.
Turn. Yeah, that was pretty good.
I feel like it's the same. I mean, like, we both struggle sometimes with completing sentences, because we expect the other person to just know exactly what we're thinking, because most of the time that happens. So then we both get really frustrated when it doesn't happen. We're like, wait, and then the words will come, and then we're frustrated because they're like, the one time you want them to know what you're thinking and they're not knowing what they're thinking. But I feel the same. I mean, like, I can't think of anybody else in my life that I'm okay with spending as much time with as I spend with him, with us both being home most days. Like, you travel for work sometimes, obviously, but we're around each other almost all of the time. And like, I never get sick of him. He's always looking out for all of us to make sure that we are taken care of, that we are safe, that we're happy. Like, it's not just like one thing. It's just the fact that I feel 100% secure and safe with this man all of the time. It is like the best gift that I could possibly have. So
yes, safety is so important. You guys really are like animals. You guys like really are your pets, because like, that's it. Shelter, being content at home, bacon. It's really the really most important thing for everybody. It really is. Yeah, like a sausage would be a little bit easier to do that with, but I want photos. If you do make like a heart-shaped bacon breakfast tomorrow, I want to see the photos. Okay, so tell me, how can my audience learn more about both of your projects and all the awesome work that you do for the pet industry?
I'm at spexeyewearinc.com. That's SPEX. We're also on Instagram and Facebook. And we the best way, if anybody wants to learn more, like, can always reach out. I talk to people on the phone. I think that's what sets us apart, is that you can talk to me on the phone really easily. So it's really easy to find out more about us at any of those resources for you.
We are at boozeforpaws.org. If you type in .net or .com, I think it'll take people there as well, so they can kind of find a little bit more. And then if you click Our Spirits, we actually have a retail partner that will ship to, I think it's like 40 plus states. And we've got our vodka, gin, and right now it's the bourbon. So those three are available online. So if people want to try us, help us out, tell people about us, that would be also awesome. Also on the socials, to follow and just kind of help spread the word that, like, hey, there's at least these two companies that are trying to do something nice, and any support and word of mouth or purchases we can get, we'll take. So.
And for those that are in the market for glasses, the episode that I did with Christy, we talked about how to buy it, what looks better for your eyebrows, what shape is going to work for you. We did it all. We talked fashion. We talked function. We talked it all. So, I mean, if you are in the market for glasses, please, please, please don't just walk into any optical. Look at specs first. You'll see that some of them are super modern. Some of them are really beautifully classic. You've got it all at specs. And then I have yet to try Booze for Paws, but I will be ordering for my birthday. So yeah, because I would love to have the bourbon, because that of the ones that are available for shipping, that would be my vice. And then I want people to try to look for them, ask for them, because the more we ask for them, like you said, Sid, the more maybe it'll get on people's radars. And again, it's 100% of profits of both these brands go to animal welfare. And they also, Christy, you donate 10% of the sale.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, like, really, truly so important. I want to propose a toast to both of you for being amazing. Oh, I wish you a happy Valentine's Day with Colmeirsa.
Thank you. Right. And I do have to say, like, shout out to you, like, listening to all the episodes and even just both of our episodes and others, and then speaking with you. Like, I don't know if people understand the level of research that you do when you talk to your guests. It's pretty awesome. And, like, you just have a really great way of bringing all that stuff across and the fun games that we play. So I hope that people understand, like, the level of research and how deep you go as well before each show is pretty awesome. So thank you for doing
it. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I love it. So it's no big deal, just because I enjoy it so much. I have fun. I crack myself up. And I'm just so grateful to be able to do it. So here's to my executive producer, Mark Winter, for allowing me to do this. Thank you, Mark. He's my executive producer at Pet Life Radio. And for those of you who don't know Pet Life Radio, we have 70 pet podcasts on there. So mine is just one of 70 amazing shows that he produces. And I want to propose a toast to my audience for joining us for these awesome conversations. Thank you for tuning in. Here's to a life covered in pet hair, because there's no better way to live. Cheers. And so if anybody wants to learn more about Covered in Pet Hair, please visit coveredinpethair.com or petliferadio.com. Please make sure you like, subscribe, and follow us on social media, all three of our brands, just because that's so helpful for all of us to diffuse more information. The more you engage with our content, the more other pet parents just like you will see it. So thank you in advance for your support. And I will see you next time. Next week, I have another show I'm trying to do every week, live at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time every Thursday. I do have some travel coming up where the time difference would be 8 hours. So we're not going to go live then. But I promise you that I will bring you amazing guests just like Sid and Christy, and people who are doing such an amazing job in the pet industry, which is really super cool. It's all very much like-minded people who are bringing brands to pet parents with all the best of intentions. So I love to support you guys, and thank you for your support of my show. And have a great, happy, wonderful Galentine's Day, Guyentine's Day, refuse to Valentine, whatever, just like all of it. I hope it's wonderful, whether you're single, married, staying home and avoiding the other humans in the world, whatever you're doing. I hope you have a safe, wonderful, and I hope you feel loved, because that's really all that this is about. So if you have pets, I'm sure you do, and give your pets some love for all three of us.
Absolutely.
And you'll give some love to all seven of yours, please.
For sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right after this, we hear some whining already.
Like, what are you doing? And you, like, stop. Mine need to go for a walk. So mine two are, like, staring at me. Thank you guys again for everything. Everyone have a great weekend. And it is a long weekend. Be safe. And I'll talk to you next time.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand. only on PetLifeRadio.com.